Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Yes, indeed. You are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Saturday night, March the 23rd, 2019. I'm asking all listeners if you would please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with none other than Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. And he is my first cousin, so he's going to be bringing forth the word again on tonight. So you need to get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with him as we get ready to go through God's word together on tonight. But we always open up with prayer, so I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please pray with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, that we come once again on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight, Heavenly Father, because we know there is none like you in all the earth. You are worthy of our praise. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, you are still worthy of our praise at all times. So we come now asking Heavenly Father that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, also Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every faithful, humble, committed doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, of all of our sins and transgressions. Blot out all of our iniquities, because we know that your word lets us know, reminds us that we all have sinned and come short of your glory. So we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who we can go through him and ask to be redeemed and be forgiven of our sins, that we can be restored back to you, and we will be back in good standing and fellowship with you, so we can complete and fulfill our God purpose on the earth for your glory on tonight. It's in the name of Jesus we ask and pray this. And Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We even thank you for your sufficient grace toward us, because we know that we don't deserve them. We now come, Heavenly Father, asking that you would move by your Spirit over the airwaves on tonight through your word. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that if there's any listener that's listening by way of telephone or by the internet, if they're not saved on tonight, if they're still spiritually blind, is our prayer on tonight that you would speak through your man of God on tonight, that they would hear your word on tonight. They would come confessing their sins and transgressions, asking in Jesus' name to save them. And they will ask him to come into their hearts, that they will also come to know that God's purpose in the earth, and they will fulfill it in the earth for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We, Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will move by your Spirit. I lift up my sister in Christ, Sister Dina Eppinger. It seems like she had another stroke. So this will be about the fourth one, but you are the chief physician. We know that you are our healer. So we lift her up into your hands right now in the name of Jesus, that she would have the victory, that she would be healed, delivered, and set free, and that she would have another testimony of your healing power in the name of Jesus Christ, even on tonight. And, oh God, not only her, but everyone that's sick and afflicted in their mind, spirits, and bodies, those that are dealing with PTSD, those that are having suicidal thoughts and depression, we know that they all deal with the mind. So we know that you are a mind regulator. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver, as only you can, all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, in Jesus' name. And also, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved. But we know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to decrease on tonight, so that you would be able to increase in us, so that your will be done and not ours over this airway on tonight. We continue to lift up every listener on tonight, that you would continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we just ask that you would move by your Spirit, have your way, and we're just giving you the glory in advance, because you're going to do just that. Because you are an awesome God. Again, you are worthy to be praised. So now, Lord, we just want to say thank you one more time. And we ask it all in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. And all those that are in agreement with this prayer said amen. Tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought is a different one tonight. And it comes to us saying, once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, and a lot of you, like myself, I find this to be very true. It says, too many people are like blisters. They don't show up until the work is done. Now, isn't that something? That is a fact. Tonight's spiritual food for thought again. Too many people, even Christian people, some of Christians fall into this category too. Too many people are like blisters. They don't show up until the work is done. Right now, I'm going to go right into my announcements for tonight, and then we're going to get ready to bring forth Pastor Norman King, if he's ready to deliver another awesome word for the people of God on tonight. But I have like two announcements that I'd like to make for tonight before I bring him forth. And again, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along with him as he gets ready to deliver God's word again on tonight. The first announcement is from the there's a public meeting that's going to be taking place on March the 28th, 2019. It's the MDEQ regarding the expansion of U.S. Ecology Hazardous Waste Facility. Again, it's going to be taking place March the 28th, 2019. It starts from 6 p.m. and it runs through 9:30 p.m. It's going to be taking place at the Bridge Academy. If you're in the Michigan area, Detroit area, and if you'd like to attend this, it's going to be taking place at the Bridge Academy, which is located at 9600 Buffalo Street, which is in Hamtramck, Michigan. And it starts, open house starts at 6 p.m. The MDEQ information session starts at 6:45 p.m. And at 7:30 p.m. is the official public comment time. I pray that if you are interested in that, you have the opportunity to attend. And also, we have the Fountain of Truth Christian Center. This is their annual women's conference. It's called EOW, Extraordinary Ordinary Women. Pastor Bishop Michael Jones is the pastor there, and his wife, Pastor Brenda Jones, is the co-pastor. She is in charge of this women's conference. It's going to be starting on April the 11th, Thursday, April the 11th, and it runs through Sunday, April the 14th, 2019. Once again, the EOW Extraordinary Women's Annual Conference at the Fountain of Truth Christian Center, co-hosted by Pastor Brenda Jones. And the church address is 9801 Chalmers on the east side of Detroit, Detroit, Michigan, 48213. If you need more information, you can call them at area code 313-839-5200. My final announcement for tonight is I'm so excited to announce that we are in the midst of celebrating our Bishop's 29th pastoral anniversary, Bishop James A. Jennings. And we have a lot of different churches scheduled for the entire month, for the 10 a.m. service and then also for the 3 o'clock service. We have a lot of pastors and congregations coming in to help us celebrate our man of God, Bishop James A. Jennings, as we celebrate his 29th pastoral anniversary. I'm going to give a shout out to him right now and also to my church family, the Greater Shiloh Faith Baptist Church. We're located at 1330 Crane Street, right off of Agnes, one block north of East Jefferson. So those are my announcements that I have for tonight. Before I bring on Pastor Norman King, I'm going to go right into my music break. But once he gets conclude with his message on tonight, you do not want to hang up your phone. You want to be blessed on tonight by his word ministry and song that he's going to play for us after he have concluded with his message on tonight. And his song for tonight is titled, "We've Come This Far by Faith." Wow, I love that already. "We've Come This Far by Faith" by Donnie McClurkman and C.C. Winans will be those are the artists that's going to be singing the song after Pastor King has concluded with his message on tonight. So, again, do not hang up your phone. Again, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with him as we go through God's word together on tonight. But right now we're going to go to our music break, and I pray that you enjoy this music break on tonight. "This Morning When I Rose" by the Mississippi Mass Choir. It's queuing up right now. Please bear with me. It should be coming up very shortly. I just want to say, while we're queuing this song up, I want to thank you, listeners. You're very faithful, and I thank each and every last one of you. And I want you to continue to tune in by this ministry, to this ministry, and continue to be blessed by God's word through the powerful testimonies. And also, I pray that you will continue to spread the good news about this ministry to your friends and neighbors, even your ministries. Let them know about it so they can tune in and be blessed by it as well, because God is truly being blessed. Here we go.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I pray that you enjoyed that musical selection on tonight. I know that's right. I know I am thanking God for this morning when I rose. I didn't have no doubt because he promised he would take care of us. And guess what else? He said we can cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us, you and me. So right now we are going to turn this mic over to my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. King, once again, he's the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I do hope you have your Bibles and pens ready. Pastor Norman King, I now turn the mic over to you.
Thank you, because I'm so grateful, humbly grateful, for another opportunity in which the Lord has allowed me to speak. I thank God. I love him. And this worldwide platform ordained by God is an awesome tool that's reaching beyond the walls of the church. And I thank you and I pray Brother James' strength all the time and for allowing himself to be used by God and recognizing God's ordination by ordaining him to be the executive director, worldwide platform. I thank God again. Amen. Now, as we enter into this message for tonight, it's been in my spirit for the last month, and I've spoke it a couple of times, and, you know, and the Holy Spirit is just leading me to speak it again. You know, he always brings up different things when you're speaking, but I'm compelled by the Holy Spirit, and I want to obey God in all ways possible. And I want to just say thank God in the midst of all you all for this privilege and opportunity in which he has allowed me to speak tonight. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are so humbly grateful for thy presence. We thank you for all what you have done and what you're going to do even tonight. We know, Father God, that your word will never return void, and it always accomplishes what it's sent out, Father God, to do. We know that someone on somewhere is needing this word and what you have ordained for the night. And I want to say thank you. I pray for those. I know James has prayed, and we just pray for that your mind will be open and clear, and that you will allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you tonight. Amen. And we thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, redeem our Lord, say amen, amen, and amen. Scripture tonight is coming from Deuteronomy, the second chapter, verses 1 through 3. Deuteronomy, second chapter, verses 1 through 3. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me, this is Moses talking, and we compassed Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spoke unto me, saying, you have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward. I'm going to repeat that number, verse 3. You have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward. Amen. Again, the title of this message is, I can do all things through Christ. Of course, we know we get that from Philippians 4 and 13. You have compassed this mountain long enough. Amen. And we have come this far by faith. I can't turn around now, because I didn't come this far by faith. I may go through a little this and go through a little that, but I thank God for answering my prayers. I'm paraphrasing, of putting folk around me who help me when I'm going through. Come on. Because in regards to how I look, how it seems, I know that I come this far by faith. Amen. Now, we know that this dealing with Moses and the children of Israel. Okay, we know that this is the second generation, because the first one was died off. Amen. And it's kind of like we tired and that usually don't get us to move like we should until we get sick and tired. And I know we hear this saying a lot, and sometimes it takes more than just being sick and tired. It'd be sick and sick and sick and sick and tired, 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 over a lot of times. Amen. But and I know this word is on time because I feel virtue leave me right now. That someone is drawing, even I haven't just started within 5 minutes, amen. Because God wants you to know, and God wants you to be able to believe and say to yourself, I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. Amen. Now, think about verse 1. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the Red Sea, as the Lord spoke to me, Moses said. And we can pass Mount Seir, what, many days. And the Lord said to me, saying, you have compassed this mountain. I know I'm repeating, but I want to make sure this thing marinates. Amen. Amplified says this way. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And the Lord directed me. For many days we journeyed around Mount Seir. And the Lord spoke to me, saying, not too much difference. You have roamed around this mountain country long enough, turn northward. Some of you right now know that you've been where you at too long. Hallelujah. And God is speaking to you the same way he spoke through Moses to the children of Israel. He's speaking through me to you tonight. He sent me by tonight to let you know you've been roaming around in your situation long enough. Come on. You've been praying and praying and praying. God has given you word from through many people. He allowed certain situations, circumstances to present itself as well. And it's not like you don't know the word. You know the word. But James says faith without works is what? Dead. Amen? Now, keep in mind that Moses was standing before the second generation preaching, doing all he could to encourage them. Some of you got pastors right now standing before you, speaking, sweating, getting hoarse, etc., preaching their hearts out, telling you what thus said the Lord. I know I do. Amen. This generation that Moses was speaking to, they were to lay claim to the inheritance promised by God. You out there, you supposed to lay claim to what God has promised you. But you in the wilderness. You've been there too long. Every time you think you're about to come out, you disobey God. You disobey God. Come on, somebody, huh? You get close to the edge. But then there's something about your normalcy and how you fellowship and you praise and worship God that you stop doing. And you start falling by the way. So I want to encourage you tonight, amen, that you come this far by faith. Hallelujah. But you got to encourage yourself. As David learned that, he said, encourage yourself and recite to yourself, believe in God now, that I can do all things through Christ. When you preach God's word, the very word you preach, a situation is going to present itself before you. Now, some of you don't know, but I am a diesel mechanic by trade. I work on diesel trucks. Amen. I was working on a truck, trying my best to get done. The time was getting close for me to leave, and I had a situation that was so meticulous, and I had to calm myself down because I knew that my time was getting close, time to leave. And I started laughing because I've been there before. This is a familiar thing to me, amen? And I realized what was happening because I was dealing with something that for the first time, and I started laughing because the word God gave me to speak on tonight is what I had to say to myself. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. And I start laughing. I said, Lord, I know this thing is real to me. I know I'm looking at the time and I'm looking at the situation, but I got to calm down for a minute and recite to myself the very word I'm going to preach tonight. I can do all things through Christ. And just kept on saying it over and over and over. Not just saying it, but believing it. Come on, somebody. Amen. And that line come in place, and I start tightening everything down, and I start laughing, praising God. Amen? So I want you to know that there is a claim, an inherited inheritance that God has promised you. But God told me to tell you the same way Moses told them. You've surpassed this mountain long enough. You got to have courage. You got to stand strong because it's needed for you to come out of where you're at. The people needed a strong determination and conviction that God will present them, amen, with the way to come out. And God has presented to you. You know I'm telling the truth. God has presented the way for you to come out of wherever it is that you're at. Amen. And Moses knew this. And for that reason, he stressed the faithfulness to God. What he said? Moses said that you got to have faith. Amen. I come this far by faith doing what? Trusting in the Lord. Don't stop trusting him. Don't stop depending on him. He's not finished. That's why he got you listening to this message tonight, because he wants you to be reconciled back to your purpose. Come on, somebody. Amen. God was faithful to guide his people throughout their wilderness wandering. God is faithful. He's still faithful. Always will be faithful. That's why he got your ears listening to what? This word tonight. He wants you to know no matter what you're going through right now, he is faithful. He know you out there in the wilderness. He know why. And you know why you out there in the wilderness. But God sent me by tonight to tell you that you've been out there long enough. It's time to change the direction in which you're going. And sometimes changing the direction you're going is changing the folk who's around you. Come on. Amen. In James 1 and 12, I'm going to read it in the Amplified verse, Amplified Bible. James 1, 12, it says, blessed, happy, to be envied is the man who is patient under trials and stands up under temptation. Amen. For when he has stood the test and been approved, he will receive the victor's crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. So this word applies to you too. Amen. In the situation you're in right now, be happy. Know that God is allowing this trial to come upon you. And he wants you to stand up under this temptation. Amen. Understanding and recognizing that you're on a test. But remember that you have already been approved by God to receive your victor's crown, which God has promised unto you. Amen. God is still proving himself to be what? Faithful. What? Just as he promised. He instructed, we're dealing with the second generation. And some of you out there, you are of the second generation. The generation before you have died off. You have learned a lot, but now God is speaking to you directly. He said, now it's time for you to take to this next level. Take the next step. Amen. Quit going around the same old people. Come on, somebody. That's not trying to help you. Come on, somebody. Amen. Quit going to the same old places that you're not ready to be around yet. Come on. God may send you back there, but he said, not now. Amen. The second generation must always remember how God has led and guided his people throughout the wilderness wandering and then charged you, the second generation. See, you have seen some people go before you. You see what they did. You see what they have not done. You learn from it, and you even become victimized by some of the things that wasn't right because you got bombarded because of not feeding your spirit. Come on, somebody, amen. If we don't feed our spirit, our soul will drag us down, amen. God was faithful to warn his people when a warning was necessary to prevent harm from coming to them. So God is speaking to you tonight. He's saying there's something on the horizon, but he wants you to not be affected by it. That's why he's saying turn northward. You have surpassed this mountain long enough. It's time to get out. Amen. He's speaking through me tonight to you to say it's necessary for you to turn and go northward to prevent harm that's coming on the location where you are. God was faithful to bless and to meet the needs of his people as the needs arose. You can go back in your own life and know how God has blessed you tremendously over and over again when you were close to the edge especially. And you know that if God did it for you before, what, God will do it again. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, Philippians 4:13, which is where the title of this message is coming from tonight. In Amplified, this is how it says it. It says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. See, don't worry about what you're going through. Just know that I can do all things through Christ. Amen. Amen. We come this far by faith, my brothers and my sisters, and we can't turn around now. We come this far trusting in the Lord. Question for me, from me to you. What do you believe about yourself? Amen. One thing is that you got to believe in yourself. Believe what? That I can do anything but fail. Come on. Amen. Through Jesus Christ, I can do anything but fail. Don't think about the negativity. Are you hearing me? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall speak. So you got to speak encouragement. You got to speak life. Amen. You got to believe in yourself and say to yourself, I can do anything but fail. Next question. Who are you according to God? You got to recognize who you are. What me and you is. Amen. Excuse me. We are the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. Let's not be confused. We're not who other folks say we are. We are who God say we are. Amen. All things I can do. And we got to believe that. What? We can do all things through Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, you have surpassed this mountain long enough. It's time to change direction. Amen. Another thing, question. Who do you allow to hang out with you? That's a good question. See, if you don't have the right folk around you, it can drag you down. And it's not their fault, it's your fault. Because it's the right choice that we got to make. Come on, somebody. Amen. Who do you hang out with? If you know they don't mean you well, come on. If you're trying to get out of your situation, then you got to change and go, what, northward. Amen? You've been hanging around that mountain too long. Because, see, the enemy wants you to be, what, isolated. Amen? He wants you to do things by yourself. But what we got to do is surround ourselves with folks who after the heart of God. Amen? Galatians 3:6 says, thus Abraham believed in and adhered to and trusted in and relied on God. And it was reckoned and placed to his account and credited as righteousness, as conformity to the divine will in purpose, thought, and action. So Abraham believed God, and it was counted as what? Righteousness. Amen. I say again, God was faithful to bless the needs of his people back then, and it still applies to us today. Amen? We have to remember what God has done for us in the past. Throughout all the wilderness wandering, not just then, I want to bring this to us right here and now, God's presence has been with his people. God's presence is with you. God's presence is with me. God has watched over his dear people for 40 years, going back to the scripture, making sure that they lack nothing. Even though they was in the wilderness, God still watched over them and made sure that they lack nothing. God was faithful to honor his word through all generations. Come on, church. Amen. And just as God has led the first generation, he will lead the second generation of believers. Amen. Now, Moses, what did Moses do? He reminded the second generation of God's presence and guidance. And that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm just reminding you tonight, my brothers and sisters, reminding you tonight that God's presence and his guidance is upon you. Amen. Praise God. God was faithful to encourage his people assuring them that he will give them victory over their enemies. And we know this to be true because it's in the Bible. But also, let's bring this thing to life. Let's bring it to us here on earth right now. God wants me to encourage you, to remind you, if he did it for them, he'll do it for you. So God is faithful to encourage you where you at. Come on, somebody. Amen. He wants you to be assured that he has not just will give you victory. Guess what, y'all? You already got victory. Amen. We got victory because of who? Because of Jesus Christ. Amen. He will fulfill it to all faithful believers who obey, to obey and follow God with what? All of our hearts. Amen. Is that all right, church? I know that some of you right now, as this word is coming forth, you have hollered out several times while you in your wilderness, Lord, I need your help. If you haven't, you need to. Sincerely, humbly, amen. And say, Lord, my family, we're stuck in a rut. I've been out here in the wilderness too long, but God saying, change direction, change who you got hanging around you. Come on. It's not by God's design or God's will for you to stay in your wilderness. It's about choices, making the right choice, amen. You can't become what you don't believe. You got to believe I can do what all things through Christ. If you don't believe it, you can't become that. Come on, somebody, amen. And sometimes we struggle every day to say what God wants you to say. The devil is a liar. Come on, somebody, amen. You got to press daily for the mark, amen. God has spoke to his people back then, and God is still speaking to his people right now. Amen. Just because you saved don't mean you're exempt from going through. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation seize you except that was common to man. Amen. You have to work to become what God called you. Come on. Amen. Is that right, church? I am what God say I am. You got to encourage yourself with that and not just saying it, believe it. Faith thy works is there. I am what God says I am. I can do what God say I can do. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Amen? You have to say it to yourself, what, over and over again. Amen? God says, and God's saying tonight, that he wants you to break the cycle in your life. The scripture says, you've been in the wilderness too long. You know, Revelation says that you'd be hot or cold, lukewarm, he spit you out. Amen? But you got to break the cycle in your life. Amen? You have gone through enough, God says. God saying it's time to change direction. Change who you're hanging around. Change some of your habits that you got. You got to praise God, worship God, wake up in the morning, go to bed at night. Amen? Praise God, worship God. Amen? Change some of the things that you're doing. Amen? Is it all right? Praise the Lord. You have got to come out of the wilderness. The word of God says you have been out there too long. Some of your life is so routine. Go to work, go to church, go home. If that's all, you got to make a change, make an adjustment. If that's what you're doing and it's not working, make an adjustment. Make some changes. Amen? Amen? Are you ready to start living an abundant life according to Jesus? Amen? Pray and ask God for forgiveness sincerely. Amen? You got to make up your mind and say, it's time. I receive this word. It's from the Lord. And I refuse to have the same problems I had in the time past. Amen. I'm not going to continue to go through the same stuff. So I know this word tonight was for me. That's what we got to say, y'all. Amen. Because you got to say that this too shall come to pass. Amen. And believe it. This too shall come to pass. The things God has promised you, it shall come to pass. My question is, what do you believe? Do you believe the word of God? Or do you believe folk? How about this one? Or do you believe yourself? Some of us got so much belief in ourselves that we don't believe in God. Come on. Amen. Amen. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. I don't care what I'm going through. This too shall come to pass. It's time to break out, my brothers and my sisters. It's time to go northward. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen. I thank God for this word. I thank God for allowing me the opportunity to speak his word. Amen. Remember,
amen,
we come this far by faith. I can't turn around now. It's time. Sometimes, you know what? When Jesus showed up, y'all, guess what? Jesus disrupted things. Sometimes we are too passive. Yes, we are. We got to be radical like Jesus was. Amen? You see, I come not to make peace with something that's not right. That's why Moses, God spoke to Moses and said, then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. As the Lord spoke to me, we have come past Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spoke to me saying, you have come past this mountain long enough. I want to say it to you as I close. It's time to change directions. It's time to change some of the things that you're doing that's not working. I know you're tired and you're sick and tired. Amen. And God is saying, just remember that I'm faithful. And I always gonna keep my promises. Amen. God will keep his word. Amen. God is faithful. God is always faithful to his word. God is always faithful to do what? Exactly what he promises us. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 1:9, it says, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. There again, we got to change our direction, change who we hang with, change who we allow to hang with us. If you are victimized by this and it's not working, this word is unto you. Amen. Yes. Hebrews 10:23 says this. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. Amen. Amen. Yes. And amen. I want to thank God for, as I said, for the opportunity in which he has given me tonight to speak this word. Lord, thank you, Jesus. I pray unto you humbly, giving you all the praise, honor, and glory for the word that you have given me to be able to speak, Father. And I know that without you, I can't do anything. But I also know that through you, I can do all things. I say thank you and I love you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And I pray, Father God, that this word has touched somebody tonight, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. I know it's not me, it's all on you. And I love you. I give you all the honor, praise, and glory. And to you, I say thank you again. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you.
James.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm going to stay on the battlefield for the Lord. Why? Because we come this far by faith. And God is just like Pastor Norman King said, and I know it for myself. And I know you who are witnesses, who are saved in Jesus' name, we know that we have come this far by faith, trusting and leaning and depending on the Lord. Why? Because we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And without him, we can do nothing, absolutely nothing. So we need him. So I just thank God for this word on tonight. I pray that it has been a blessing to someone on tonight. You tuned in on tonight for a reason. It was no accident that you tuned in. Again, you may have heard this message before, but you got a new revelation out of it this time. So hopefully and prayerfully, you can stand on this word tonight for yourself with the help of the Lord, knowing that I can do all things through Christ Jesus. And that's a blessing to know that with Christ Jesus, we already have the victory. He died on the cross. He took all our hang-ups and all of our sins, past, present, and future. He was nailed to the cross with Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. So that's why we know we can do all things through Christ. And just like Pastor Norman King said, just because we're Christians, we're saved in Jesus' name, we can be faithful, humble, committed doers of God's word that do not make us exempt from different trials and tribulations and tests of the world. So just like Jesus, he went through a lot of things, and he's our perfect example, and he bared it all. And if we know that if he did it, because we have him living in us through his Holy Spirit, that we can do all things through Christ, just like he did. So we thank God for Pastor Norman King on tonight with his powerful word, and I pray that someone has been blessed and received this word, because that song that he just played, "We Come This Far by Faith," it reminds me of the old days when we used to go to church. And I want to tell the people of God on tonight, sometimes we have to remember that we need to go back to our first love. And those are the hymns of the church that carried our fourth mothers and fathers through, that was born and saved in Jesus' name. Those are the songs that gave them strength to know that Jesus Christ himself, he died for us. He paid our sin debt with his own blood. And God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator, he has no respect of persons. All we have to do is call upon the name of the Lord. Because, again, we do fall short But thank God we're flawed. Sometimes we're flawed, but guess what? We're favored by God. So I just thank God for this word on tonight. Again, I pray that someone has been blessed by it. I know I was truly blessed. And sometimes as a Christian, when you hear the word of God, you can hear it, the same message preached different times, but you get a different revelation. Why? Because God's word is inexhaustible. You should get a new revelation time. Every time you hear the same scripture from anyone, a man, woman, boy, or girl, they bring that same scripture to you, you should get something new from that scripture. That's what makes God's word inexhaustible. So that's what makes it powerful and true. So, again, if you're not standing on God's word tonight, you need to get back in God's word. And just like the word just said through the songs, don't think that you come this far and God is going to leave you. He promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And we can cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. What an awesome God we serve on tonight. I pray that you have been blessed by this word. And so right now we're going to get ready to close out for tonight. And I'm asking our listeners, please continue to share the good news about this ministry so that others can tune in and be blessed by it. So we just want to give God the glory, honor, and praise. Why? Because he's worthy to be praised. On this coming Thursday night, I have a special guest that's going to be coming on, Brother Asher Shelton. And he's a Christian comic. He does Christian comic books and Christian comic movies. This young man will be coming on next Thursday night and sharing with us some experiences of what the Lord is doing through him toward the children and even through adults through his Christian comic books and also through his Christian movies. Him and his wife will be coming on together on next Thursday night. You want to tune in and be blessed by this? Have your children so they can tune in and be blessed and listen in and be blessed by this as well on next Thursday night at 8 p.m. So right now we're going to close out tonight with prayer. Once again, please pray with me. God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come once again to say thank you for who you are. We thank you again for your grace and your mercy toward us. We know that we are not worthy of your grace or your mercy. We thank you for them. We know that we even thank you for your sufficient grace toward us. Oh, God, we thank you for your word that has come, has power, and it brings life. We thank you for your man of God, Pastor Norman King, who's standing on your word. Continue to bless him, continue to anoint him and strengthen him, that he will continue to stand on your word and deliver your word as you give him so he can give it to your people. They will be blessed by it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Now, Heavenly Father, I ask and pray in the name of Jesus that on tomorrow, every door all over the land is going to be open in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit through each vessel that's going to bring forth your word to the point that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow. Move by your spirit, Heavenly Father. Have your way is our prayer. Even now, we ask it in Jesus' name. Continue to bless each listener. Grant them the desires of their hearts. And, oh, God, we want to continue to lift up the families that have lost loved ones with the different airplanes that have fallen down out of the sky. But we thank God that you was right there with them. So we just thank you for them, for their lives, and we ask that you will continue to comfort all those different families that have lost loved ones through the different planes dropping out of the sky. But we know that you are in total control, and you still have all power in your hands. So we now, before we close out this prayer, we want to lift up our president to you, Lord. Not only him, but every world leader, Heavenly Father, that has hidden motives and agendas. You know who they are and what they are trying to do, but we thank you that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. You have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. So we lift them up to you, Lord, that you would touch their hearts, that each one of them, even though they have hidden motives and agendas now, that you would touch their hearts, that they would be pricked to the point that they would see you and they would be led by you through your Holy Spirit, that they would do what's right and show love and compassion for all people around the world, that you would be glorified through them. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise again for who you are, because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We thank you for our enemies. Thank you for every trial. Thank you for every test. Thank you for every tear that has been shed. Thank you for every lie that has been told on us because of the work of Jesus Christ that you're doing through us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because we know that they all come to make us stronger in you. So we ask that you will help us to decrease always so that you can increase in us as we go, that everywhere we go, somebody will see your Son, Jesus Christ, in us. So now, Lord, we just say thank you once again. You are worthy of our praise, and we say hallelujah anyhow through it all, because we do know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. All those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, that's the message for tonight. That's the word for tonight. I pray that you find yourself in the house of the Lord with the other saints, giving God glory, honor, and praise. Why? Because he's worthy to be praised. No matter what you're going through, he He's worthy to be praised, and we owe him our praise. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until then, good night.
Might as well put your hands together. Control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war. This means
war.
Joy in my soul, God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while